my name is Michelle Owu and I'm carrying out this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. The aim of the research project is just to compile a picture of modern Britain, the UK in the modern day. Can you tell me first of all your name, please, your age and where you come from?
Yep, Dean Parsons, 35, from Morden.
How are you, Dean?
I'm good.
Can you tell me how you first heard about the project and what inspired you to take part?
Randomly, just flicking through the channels, absolutely months ago, probably February, March, and just saw something about it, and obviously Anthony Gormley's work, and just thought, that's something I want to be involved in. And then just one of them just totally forgot about until I was in London on Monday and saw it obviously starting and thought, oh, have I missed the boat? So literally got home that year, applied, here I am.
What made you want to be part of it?
It's just, I'm from the capital. I just proud of the capital and just really wanted to be able to give an hour back to the capital. So that's really what it is. Just.
Do you work in the capital?
I work partly in the capital, yes. So, we've got a salon literally 10 minutes from here. So this is a very vibrant area which I enjoy spending time with. And so it's my way of enjoying it from a different angle.
What happened when you heard you had a place on the plinth?
I screamed at the person on the phone mainly. I thought they were going to put the phone down on me. And then literally just sort of jumped up and down on the floor for a while before I just sort of firstly rang the football club to check that it was okay, because being the Womble, they said, yep, go for it. Then phoned the wife. It was an answer phone. Let's just say she got a very, very excitable message. And then just literally Facebook status, Twitter, every way I could get it out to everyone, I just did. Just a very excited moment. So,
let's pick up on what you've just talked about. The football club. Which football club is that? And tell me more about being a Womble.
It's AFC Wimbledon. We started 7 years ago because the FA, for their own madness, moved our local Wimbledon Football Club to Milton Keynes. So as a protest, we started our own team. We've been promoted 4 times in 7 years, and 3 years ago they decided that because we were such a family-friendly football club that it needed a mascot. Well, Wimbledon is no, it's a no-brainer, it has to be a Womble. So we went to Elizabeth Beresford, she agreed, and along came Hayden the Womble. They had a mascot idol, I applied, no one else did. So there I was, and I've been doing it, this will be my fourth season. So,
why do you love being a Womble so much? What do you like about it?
It's just, I mean, it's not just about the football club. I mean, it's great at the football club. Because being a woman, I go along with a wheelie bin and I bang it like a drum to get everyone singing. So it's good getting to, it's great to see smiles on faces of not just young, not just children, but old, you know, pensioners from all age levels, from all races, all cultures. It's brilliant just to see a beaming smile, you know, give someone a hug and just, you don't know how bad the day is. That hug might have made a difference to them. It's just nice to give something back. And I've gone round children's hospitals and a lot of charity mascot races, just, and it's great just to be able to help them. I mean, it's like I went round a children's hospital to a hospital where literally children can't even, you know, they can literally move their head and that's it, you know. And that it will always be my one memory is one mum just ran out as I got out of the suit and said, thank you. And I said, why? She went, you've just given me hope. I said, why? She went, because when you put your hand on my daughter, she moved a finger. I haven't had any sign of movement for 6 months. So just a stupid bit of fur can give someone hope, then it's all worthwhile. So yeah.
Can you tell us what you're going to do on the
plinth? I'm basically, because Anthony, the idea of the One Another project is changing a normal plinth that's normally a statue into life. I am going to do musical statues to bring life into statues. I want to get everyone dancing and stop what I say and just really, it's going to be the happy hour of London. Just, I just want to see smiles. I want to see people enjoying it. I just want it to be good fun.
So who are you doing this for, would you say?
For London. For my football club, AFC Wimbledon. Anything that gets our name heard to a wider angle, you know. It's just, my wife and daughter are coming up. Just, you know, the things they put up with. I mean, like next weekend I'm going on a pre-season friendly of Isle of Man with him. So they've got a weekend away from me. So if I can just make them smile for a bit and just thank them, then it's great. But yeah, just it's for everybody that will smile whilst I'm up there, really. On the web, in live.
What's been the reaction of your friends and family to doing this?
Absolutely brilliant. I mean, I sort of, AFC Women had their own forum, and actually for the next hour it was just like, brilliant, brilliant, good luck, I'll come, I'll be there. And, you know, and I've sort of done a blog on Facebook and things, and just the comments from there, from people around the world that say, I'm watching it in, you know, California, I'm watching it in Melbourne, I'm watching it in Bangkok, you know, it's just, wow, brilliant. So it's just a really worthwhile project.
Any hopes or fears?
Fears are the head coming off when I'm up there, or the nose, because we just had to mend that. But fears are that there'll be no one there and they won't be smiling, because that's my aim. But I don't think that's going to happen. So, no.
What are your expectations, if any?
I mean, it's London, you can never tell what's going to happen, you know. Something's different from one moment to the next. I mean, I was watching an hour ago, I can't remember her name, but she was throwing out cakes, which seemed to be very welcoming, and there's a big crowd, and just enjoy it. If I can get that kind of reaction that she had, and just get everyone, I mean, I've got, if I can get everyone dancing to YMCA followed by, Michael Jackson, you know, if I can get them doing the moonwalk all in Trafalgar Square, then I'll go home and have a happy womble.
What's the main thing that you would say about yourself? How would you paint a picture of yourself?
Just full of life. I mean, my dad passed away, 8 years ago, and it was a big shock to me. And it's just that you've got to grab life, enjoy life in every form. And that's just me. If there's an opportunity there, I want to do it. And yeah, I would like to think there's nothing that will stop me doing them opportunities, apart from being 6 foot under, but then I won't worry about them.
How does this rate in your scale of opportunities and ambitions that you
have? It's brilliant, because this is a part of, it's not just a part of art, it's a part of history. You know, it's something that will be reported for years to come. You know, 100 days of statues is a brilliant project, and you know, I think that it will start in London, but it will go worldwide. It will go into other countries. I really think that. I think this is a start of something, you know. Probably, I don't know, you know, getting every country in Europe to do it at the same time would be amazing. So it's a part of history, it's a part of art, and it's just a new chapter into a part of me.
Have you had any previous experience of performing at all?
Obviously, being a womble, I do match days. I get the crowd going. When the referees are linesmen and I don't like them, I sort of take the mickey behind them. There was one game sponsored by ladies who all love the Nolans, so I practiced a dance to Nolans. And yes, I have got that here for today for them, because some of them are coming, because they would beat me to a pulp if I didn't. So we will have, I'm in the mood for dancing. My choice, but through peer pressure.
So have you got lots of friends and supporters coming to
the school? Yeah, I mean, I've had a lot of tweets, a lot of Facebook messages saying we're coming if we can be there. I mean, there was one person was trying to get the whole of her scouts group because she's a scouts leader to come, but they turned her down. She was quite upset about that, but that would have been nice. So yeah, hopefully quite a few there, but whether I'll see them, hopefully I'll hear them, because my vision isn't great being a womble. So sort of part of the mole family, I'd say they are. So hopefully I can hear them.
What does it feel like when you're inside the costume?
Hot. I don't know, I'm quite a bubbly character anyway, but when I get in that, I'm all of a sudden, I'm bubbly, I'm bouncy. It's just, no one can actually see me. So what I do is, if it's something bad, it's the womble, it's the womble's fault, it's not mine. So I can get away with murder. So let's just say I'm mischievous, cheeky.
Do you find that very liberating?
Yeah, I like to push the boundaries. Within means, obviously, it's a womble after all.
Does the Anthony Gormley's concern with the democratisation of art, has that any played any part in influencing your decision to be here and take part?
Probably. I mean, as I say, I sort of picked up on his work by chance. I mean, one of the best things about getting promoted as a football team, we're playing Gateshead, so I was like, yes, I can finally go and see the Angel of the North and have an excuse. So I'd say definitely. I mean, it's not about being part of art, but to be part of his art is a real privilege, I think. I mean, especially when I think, 22,000 have applied now, and I'm one of 2,400. It's like a 1 in 10 chance, so I'm really privileged and going to grab it.
Thank you. How do you feel to be part of that community of the 2,400?
It feels brilliant. I mean, I've only met two today, and they're both lovely, lovely ladies, and you can tell that everyone just wants to grab this opportunity. They want to say that for an hour, I got the attention of London. I got the attention of the world, basically. You're watching a webcam. It's like, it's your hour to give something to the world.
Something you'd like to say?
Just thank you for letting me be a part of this brilliant project. I hope you enjoy me. I'm going to enjoy it, whether you do or not. So,
thank you very much.